Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Mem Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on the Chavtefim Abayis, the second mission on the page. Puzbo Amukdam Kosher Amukha Pasol. A predated puzbo is valid, a postdated one is invalid. Shitri Chayv Hamukdamim Psulim Vamukhawim Ksheirim. Predated loan documents are invalid, postdated ones are valid. Echad Leiva Mehei Koisim Puzbo Lecha Echad Echad, Chamish Olavim Min Echad, Eni Koisim La Puzbo Echad Lekulam. If one person borrowed from five, each lender writes a puzbul. If five borrowed from one, one puzbul is written for all of them. Ein koisim puzbul ela ala karka, im ein loy, mzakei b'sech sadehu, kol shehu, hoisloi sade, memushchenes, be'ir, koisim alea puzbul. One may only write a puzbul over a debt secured by land, means that the borrower must own land. If he doesn't own land, the lender should give him a piece of land of any value within his own field. If the borrower has a field pledged as a collateral in the city for another debt, a puzbul may be written. Rabbi Chutzpah Omer, Koisin la Adam Anichsi Ishto Velisomim Anichsi Afutropin. Rabbi Chutzpah says that a puzzle may be written for a borrower using his wife's property as the required land, and for orphans using their guardian's land. Kavez Dvayrim, Rabbi Lezer Omer Harihi Kakarka, Vekoisin Ale Puzzle, Vein Makabez Tumma, Bemakoima, Baroidim Emena, Beshabbos Chayev. A beehive is resting on but not attached to the ground. Rabbi Lezer says that it's considered to be the ground, so a puzzle may be written over it, and it cannot contract tumma in its place, and when it detaches honey from it on Shabbos will be liable. The Chacham Maimim in a kakaoka, then koisun alea puzzle, or makabas tumma, b'makoima, b'aroidim amena, b'shabbos potter. The Chachamim says it's considered to be the ground, so a puzzle may not be written over it, it contracts tumma in its place, and one who detaches honey from it on Shabbos is exempt. Hamachzir Choyv b'shvius omelay meshametani imaolay afapikein ikar v'menu shneimar v'zeh dvar hashmita. One who comes to return a loan in shvius, the lender must tell him, I release the debt. If the borrower says, even so I wish to repay it, he may accept the payment, as the pasuk says in dvarim perek tesvav pasuk beis. This is the dvar of the release. The dvar is usually translated as matter. Here it means word, that the lender is merely required to state that he releases the debt. Ki yotze boi roitzeh shugala roitzeh shugala li'ir miklat v'rotzan che'air lechabdoi yoyme lahim. Similarly, when an unintentional murderer arrives at the city of refuge and the people there wish to honor him, he must tell them, I'm a murderer. If they say even so, he may accept the honor, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yotzeh Pasuk Dalad, this is the Dvar of the murderer. And the Gemara says, Puzbul Hamuktam Kosher, Bibneshu Meira Koichai, Bamucha Pasul Mipneshu Meyafe Koichai. Shitri Choyv Hamukdamim Psulim Mipneshu Meyafe Koicham, Bamuchoin, Bamuchoin Ksheirin, Bibneshu Meira Koichon. The Gemara says a predated puzzle is valid because it weakens the lender's position. A postdated puzzle is invalid because it strengthens his position. Predated loan documents are invalid because they strengthen the lender's position. Postdated loan documents are valid because they weaken his position. Mimeda. The Gemara asks who informs the Beis Din that the document is predated. Shem Bar Rava b'shem Rabbi Yochanan achasumim b'shtar. Shem Bar Rava, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that though it's those that signed it. Lo kena Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish also dibei achasumim b'shtar k'mi shenechkura edusan b'Beis Din. As we support this, didn't Rabbi Shimon say that they viewed those that signed on the document as if they were cross-examined in Beis Din? Taman oisen she'amru lo chasamnu kol ikka b'amhacha amri al zeh chasamnu v'lo chasamnu al zeh. The Gemara rejects it, says that he was referring to when the witnesses later said that they didn't sign at all. Here they said that they signed only on the loan itself, but were not signing as to the accuracy of the date. And in regard to predated loan documents, Rabbi Yochanan said that they are completely invalid and can't be used to collect, but Shimon Lakish said that they are valid but may only be used to collect from the actual date that it was written. V'atani puzbul ben muktam ben me'ucha kosher v'ein amoyna l'mishas haksav im oyma at kein b'shtaroith ma bein puzbul ma bein shtar. And the Gemara asked a question from a b'raitha, a puzbul where the pre or post dated is valid, but it may only be counted from when it was written, and this is unlike the chachamim of the Mishnah. If you say that it's the same with documents like Reish Lakish said, what's the difference between puzbul and other documents? And this disproves Shimon ben Lakish. Shtar shel zman kosev b'shabbos ay b'yud b'tishrei, Rav Yehuda machshir, Rav Yosi posel, amrei Rav Yehuda ma'aseh bar lefanecha b'sipuri v'hechsharta, amalei ani lo hechsharti v'im hechsharti, hechsharti. If a document is dated on Shabbos, if one checks out its calendar date, or on the 10th of Tishrei, Rav Yehuda says it's valid, Rav Yosi says it's invalid since the date is certainly wrong. Rav Yehuda said to Rav Yosi, such a case was brought to you in Sipuri and you ruled that it was valid. Rav Yosi replied, I didn't rule that it was valid, but if I did, it was for a different reason. Having born, meima mandam apostle mishum mukdam, I should say, mandam kasha mishum meucha. The students wanted to suggest that Rabbi Yossi was concerned that it was predated, and viewed the reason that it was postdated. However, in conclusion, even according to Rabbi Yossi, if there's proof that it's valid, it's fine, and his concern was for forgery. Rav Amar Behushi Karka Lamalva Ulaleva. Rav says both the lender and the borrower must own land. Rav Yochanan Amar Lamalva Afishain Lalaiva Ulaiva Afishain Lamalva. Rav Yochanan says either the lender or the borrower must own land. Ain Le Karka Lechayavim Le Karka Koisim Le Prozbul. If the borrower doesn't have land, but those that owe him do have land, the lender may write a Prozbul, as we saw earlier. The Abba Bashem Rav Misha Ain Le Ela Kelech Echa Basich Sadeu Koisim Le Prozbul. Rav Abba quoting Rav says if one only has one stalk of produce in his field, they may write a puzzle because of it. V'atani ha-shutfim v'harifim v'apitropim ain lehem puzzle. The question is, in the from a baisa, a puzzle cannot be written for partners, sharecroppers, and guardians because they don't have a field that's exclusively theirs. But how are they different to owning one stalk? Amri taman kol kelach v'kelach shashutvesu ramhacha hu sheloi. The answer is that in that baisa, each and every stalk is only partially owned. But here, he fully owns one stalk. Ma'u lichtoiv l'apitropis al nichse yisomim. The Gemara asks for a guardian who borrowed for himself, may one write a puzzle over the property of the orphans he's taken care of? Nishmenim in Adar, Koisim le'ish ha'nichzi ishtoi. The answer is we have from a Mishnah, one may write a puzzle for a man over his wife's property. Ma'arachtov le'ish ha'nichzi ba'ala, may one write a puzzle for a wife, for a woman, over her husband's property? Nishmenim in Adar, v'chein li'isomim al'nichzi apotropin. The answer is from a Mishnah, one may write a puzzle for orphans over their guardian's property. Re'avo, Bashem, Rishim and Lokish, Taima do Rabbi Eliezer, Vayavoy Ha'am, Elaya, Vene, Halachadrash. Rabbi Abahu quoting Rishim and Lokish says that the Mishnah taught about a beehive that is resting on the ground but not attached to it. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's considered to be the ground, so a puzzle may be written over it. Rabbi Eliezer's source is from the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Yudalad Pasuk Chavav, and the nation came to the forest, and behold, there was a flow of honey. It's as if the Pasuk wrote, and behold, the honey was flowing from the forest. Ma Achmamina, but how do we deduce that from the Pasuk? And with mana, Hosha Mapik Dvash Vela Amavit Vol Oisobia or Sadvash, Yos. But Ma said, also questioning the proof, can a forest produce honey? Had it been proven from the next Pasuk, and he extended the end of the staff which was in his hand and dipped it into the Yaros Drash, which is a honeycomb, or literally forest of honey, it would have been understood that the forest produces honey, and a beehive is considered connected to the ground. But what's the proof from the previous Pasuk that was brought? Rav Yossi Babun b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish Amma Shama Yasa Kain Yitvol Oisa B'yaros Advash. Rav Yossi Babun, quoting Rav Shimon Lakish, says we do in fact learn from the second pasuk and dipped it into the Yaros Advash. Man and Kaimin Imam Mechubal Akarka Kol Amam Moide Shu Kakarka Imam Sinal Gabi Shtei Yisaydois Kol Amam Moide Shein Kakarka Elakian Kaimin Ruanachas Al Gabi Karka V'Asi. What's the case of the Mishnah's dispute? If the beehive is attached to the ground with mud, all agree that it's like the ground. If it's resting on top of the pegs, all agree that it's not like the ground. Rather, it's resting directly on the ground, but not attached. It's like Rav Zeira taught from Rav Yirmiyah that one may write a puzzle even if he lent him the ground under an oven or a stove, considering the ground under his beehive is considered his land for a puzzle. Even if he lent him the ground under a candle. After Paskein, Machlokes Rebbe Eliezer v'Chachamim. Does the same dispute exist about removing a bread from an oven as it does about removing honey from a beehive? Devash gedulei kavaris pas enu gedulei tonel. The answer is no. A beehive is different as the honey grows there, but bread doesn't grow in an oven. If one returns a debt in tefiyah, the lender must say that he releases him of the obligation. Rav Huna Amar Basafa Rafa Vayemin Pshuta Lekabel. Rav Huna says he should say it in a weak voice, but with his right hand outstretched. Amar Yosi Hada Amar Barnash Tani Chada Michle Vhu Azal Asa Veinun Mukrin Le Vegain Talte Serach Me Malone Ana Chada Michle Ana Chachim. Rav Yosi says at the end of the Mishnah spoke about the obligation for a lender and also a person coming to a city of refuge to state their situation. We learn from here that a person who learned one Maseches and he goes somewhere where they honor him for knowing two, he must set them straight.